Sure. And just loaded it onto the courthouses, onto all the official buildings, you know. Very
Sure,
efficient as well.
I've seen Ollie, I've seen tractor trailers from the farmers, their tractors and their trailers blocking whole interstates, entrances and exits and everything. You know, no commerce goes. That's the whole idea. And when that happens, then you get major media involved. And when you get major media involved, the personality of these politicians is that it affects them and their egos, and so they start making a move. So
It's
absolutely, and then
nonviolent in my way.
you got to go after their egos, guys, because that's where it's all at. You slap an ego of these politicians, and you bring them down to where they need to be. They're going to start listening to you. But as long as you sit on the couch and say, "Oh, that's horrible, Martha," yeah, that's nothing's going to happen. They're going to walk all over you.
Absolutely, and really, you're right. Stop commerce. Stop paying taxes. Stop paying bills. Return to sender everything. Tell them to bugger off.
Sounds good to me. Listen, Chip, I know you work very hard for the veterans' rights and so on. Would you like just to tell us a bit about that?
Well, we formed a group organization called VATVA, Veterans Against the VA and Corruption, and we're successful in going forward and getting suits filed against the Veterans Administration and against the federal government in several jurisdictions, but we're doing that by getting in their face. We're going after the egos of the leaders. The head of the local Veterans Administration hospitals here in Bay Pines, we decided to hold signs up calling him a crook. We went to the kids' school. Where his children went to school and held signs up about "your father's a crook, your father's a murderer." You know, these kind of things get to him, and it gets major media coverage, and it gets you a place in a congressman's office to get something done. And finally, went through congressman to federal senator, back to the governor, and the governor filed suit against the VA. But that's the kind of thing you do. No violence, but you hit their ego. You hit them. Look. They don't care whether you die or not. Should you care whether their child thinks their dad's a bad guy? Hell no.
Right, exactly. And that's something that we started to do here, Chip, in Ireland. We actually went to sheriff's houses and demonstrated outside their homes and did all sorts of stuff. And the amount of mainstream media bullshit that was fired back at us for being so intrusive to them, when they're fucking intrusive completely to our lives, you know? Yeah, it's amazing, and I think we should keep doing that and start it all over again.
And remember, you know, our neutralizations weren't necessarily all targeted directly. They were targeted toward that actual target, whether it be a congressman or whatever, or a financier. But we had no qualms at going against the family, and I would hold no qualms, people. At going to the schools and embarrassing the children, and the children going to come home, "Mommy," in tears, "Mommy, this is what the kids are saying about Daddy. People are out there saying Daddy's a murderer." Well, hell yeah, he is, daughter.
I mean, there's enough bullying going on without the truth being told, so why not let the truth be told?
That's it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. So
become the new Irish truth warriors.
I think we are that. I think that's exactly what we are, don't you think? That's why we have you, Chip Tatum, and Ollie Damigard on Out of the Bag on People's Internet Radio. That's the reason why you're here. That's the reason why we're doing it. We're volunteers over here. I've said it before to people, and they think I'm being violent, but it was only a sign of the times. If this was 1916, you know, I'd be getting my gun, and I'd hope that all my compatriots around me would be doing the same. As it is, we have the truth on our side, and we have, you know, it's 2014, there are peaceful methods, we've come through various things, and now getting the truth out there is actually a form of attack.
And your social networks, use them.
Absolutely.
Use them and abuse them. Get on those social networks and hammer it hard.
And it's wonderful,
isn't
it?
That's how organization can be done.
Yes.
That's how you can get an organized effort, is getting enough people in your truth warrior network and organize an event.
Well, I think that's happening as we speak. I mean, I was just down in Cork, which is famously known in Ireland as the Rebel County. Myself and Vin, who runs the show here, runs the station, went down to Cork and, basically were people gathering, planning on how to take on the banks and not be evicted from their homes and what to do peacefully and correctly, to keep them at bay and never sort of fall into their traps anymore. That's revolution.
That's a revolution.
I tell you, I have some beautiful friends in Norway who's they've given up their citizenship, they've given up their passports, they've given up everything, and they made their plot where the house is an international free territory. It's called Niceland, and they're just totally focused on liberating themselves from the national laws and so on. And doing it in a legal way. And I think I see these things popping up, in more and more places. And it's really interesting to see how the authorities are losing grip over us. You know, they've been strangling us for so many years, but now they're losing control.
Yeah, we should no longer be giving them their authority. It's as simple as that. Who gave it to them in the first place? You know, people invented economies, got stinking rich and bought our feckin' planet. It's about time we got stinking rich, printed our own money and bought it back.
I see other entities like Ollie's talking about try to raise communities in, well, Chile is one where they had Gulch, off of the Ayn Rand novel. And libertarian groups going out and trying to form their own sovereign communities. Unfortunately, you get scabs in there that try to corrupt it. But as long as you put good security in place and you go forward and keep going forward and try to keep the infiltration down, you could build a nice little community, I would think. But people, if you do it, make sure you have good security. Make sure that you look at who these people are coming in, because I'll tell you now. If you think you're going to have a completely sovereign entity and there's a government that oversees that, they're going to do everything they can to infiltrate and destroy what you're trying to build.
Yeah, they absolutely do that. I mean, you know, you can look globally at the Occupy movement, totally usurped. I mean, let's go back to the IRA here in Ireland, you know, MI6 infiltrated. You know, totally not what they started out to be, and they certainly weren't terrorists. We were trying to save our land. I've got a question that's popped up in the chat room from Mahat McCoat, great name, love that. If reports, it brings us back a little bit as well, Chip and Ollie, if the reports on the massive increase on Afghani opium yields are to be believed, that leaves a huge surplus in heroin compared to what's on the streets and going to pharma. Where is this surplus being stockpiled? That's some question.
I have no idea, but I can tell you now that's being the heroin trade has grown 100 times here in the United States. It's taken place of what we used to call the pill mills, prescription drugs. And it's a lot cheaper, it's a lot easier to get, and it gives even a better effect. So it's replaced it, it's grown. I don't know if the stockpiles are you know, don't know where they would be held, but look, if you've ever been to Afghanistan, that's a huge mountain that you know, there's so many places we can't even get the rebels out of there. There are caves, there are all kinds of things over there. Easy to store stuff over there.
Sure, absolutely. And to be honest, I mean, you know, it goes back to the old, you know, Chairman Mao and China and how they create, you know, a massive population completely controlled by opium and heroin.
Mm-hmm. But the cave systems, I mean, they have weapons that we can't get to, all kinds of stuff. It doesn't take a huge area to store a lot of heroin.
No, okay, yeah, that's true. So there you go, Mahatma Coat. I hope that answers your question. We don't really know, but hey, they're somewhere. So is there anything you guys want to say before we disappear and allow Super Big Bad Man and cancel the Cabal? What a great name for a show that follows me at midnight.
I just want to salute Chip, because I think, Chip, what you've done is absolutely incredible to dare to stand up against these forces. Incredible. And I also think that what you're doing is you're showing the way for other whistleblowers that there is a way. I mean, nobody could have been in a more difficult situation than you, and still you did it. I mean, I don't think you felt that you had a lot of choice, but you did it, and you've done it, and you're living and a living example of how it can be done. So I really salute you for that. And I hope more people will see and get courage from your example and go forward in transparency, exposing what they have been part of.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Ole. But I'd like to tell everyone, don't take a gun in hand and think that that's the solution. It's not.
Well said.
You know, you need to hit them in the pocketbook. Hit them in the ego. That's where you're going to get more of a result.
Absolutely, you're dead right. And Ollie, that was a lovely tribute. And I don't want to salute you at all, Chip. I want to give you a big, massive feckin' hug. Okay? And I really do think what you're doing is amazing. I think what you're doing with the veterans is amazing. And I think the information you have, shame we've got to wait 25 years for it, but the information that you have, get it out there as much as you can get it out there, because once people see that their governments and the people of the elites at the top do not give a shite about us, they are just corporate entities creating corporate entities and money, money, money all the time. And they don't care who suffers, families, even whole countries. So I think it's great what you're doing.
And I'd like to say that the books on Amazon are available, but for you people overseas from the United States, it's a heavy shipping. I also have on my website electronic downloads, so you can download them and read them.
Well, that's
instead
great.
Instead of getting the hard copies. So.
That's great. And
it's important that you see these documents, because they're living proof of, and there's no, they could use these and have these people in prison for the rest of their lives, but they didn't. So it just goes to show how difficult it's going to be for you in your efforts.
Absolutely.
But stick with it. Don't give up.
So www.chiptatum.com?
That's it. Yep.
Okay. And Ollie, it's www.lightonconspiracies.org, is it?
No, .com.
.com as well. Okay, lovely. I'll pop those two into the chat room as well. So www.chiptatum.com. And when you open that, it says Pegasus. I think it goes into that, doesn't it? But anyway, you'll get into Chip's website. I'm also going to put that into the blog and the podcast pages, and www.lightonconspiracies.com as well for Ollie Damagard's website.
Can I just say, on behalf of all three of us and so many other people that are really doing their absolute utmost to get the truth out there, if you don't know what to do yourself, please fund the rest of us, you know, small, whatever it is you can share. If you don't know what to do yourself, enforce the rest of us that are in a position and willing to take and stand in the line of fire and so on, because it is extremely hard for most of us. I don't know anyone in this truth movement that is not on his knees financially, more or less.
Absolutely.
So please, there's donation buttons on all of our websites, on other researchers and so on, use them.
And I have to say, including people's internet radio, because that's how
exactly.
We continue. You know, I'm a volunteer. Buy my book. Don't you like poetry? No, I'm only joking. But then,
another one.
You want another poem? Well, tell you what, Chip, what I actually do usually when I'm live on stage is I have a bag with about 200 odd poems in it, and I let the audience choose. In this case, it's over the internet, so I have a book that one of my listeners put together for me, and now I'm able to feed my children. So if you'd like to pick a number between 10...
Page 22.
22? Wow, didn't you have to say the numbers? I'll go to page 22.
See what it is.
Okay, it's an old poem I wrote many, many years ago when I worked in a factory, and it's called The Factory. The factory is the place where the soap opera starts, where the radio blares out the hits from the charts, and everyone knows when someone else farts. It's repressing. It's depressing. It's the factory. The factory is the place where you really get on, as long as you're an arse licker and the boss is never wrong. And if you got half a brain, you really don't belong. It's demoralizing. Well, it's not surprising. It's the factory. The factory is the place where life can be hell. You're there at a workstation, but it's really a cell. And prison is a simile that suits very well. Well, its days, they seemed like ages. But hey, it paid the feckin' wages. It's the factory. There you go.
I think we all live in the factory, don't we?
I think we do. Or is it a farm, guys? Is it a farm that we're in with all these testing of drugs that we do on a daily basis?
Animal farm.
Indeed. So, Chip Tatum, it's been an honour and a pleasure to have you on Out of the Bag. I hope you won't be a stranger, and we certainly won't be a stranger to what you're doing. Thank you so, so much. Ollie Damigard, thank you once again, and I'm sure you won't be a stranger, because we're doing the sort of similar type of job. I wish you had enough time to have your own show on People's Internet Radio, but as you haven't, come on Out of the Bag when you need to, okay? So thank you to the pair of you.
Thank you.
So on that note, we will say goodnight to everybody, and we'll leave you with a little Irish tune, and hope you stay tuned for Cancel the Cabal with Super Big Madman. He'll be on afterwards. I'm not quite sure who the guest is, but it's always a goodie. This is The Body of American by the Pogues. Night, everyone.
Night.
As we had a look in a room where the dead man lay, so Big Jim Dwyer made his last trip to the shores where his father's lay. But 15 minutes later we had our first taste of whiskey. There was uncles giving lectures on ancient Irish history. The men all started telling jokes and the women they got frisky. By 5 o'clock in the evening, every bastard there was pesky. Pretty well gone away, there's nothing left to say. Farewell to New York City, boys, the Boston NPA. He took them out with a woolen cloud, and I often heard him say, I'm a free-born man of the USA. He fought the champ in Pittsburgh, and he slushed him to the ground. He took on Tiny Tartanella, and it only went one round. He never had no time for rights, for drink or dice or hard. But he never threw a fight when the fight was right, so they sent him to the war. Pretty well gone away, there's nothing left to say. With Staunch and Joe and an Aaron Gomer, loves in America. The calling of the rosary, Spanish wine from far away. I'm a free-born man of the USA. Yeah! Goodbye to you. I remembered how I swore that I'd come back to you one day. And as the sunset came to meet the evening on a hill, I told you I'd always love you, I always did, I always will. Fairly well gone away, there's nothing left to say. But to say adieu to your eyes as blue as the woods are in the bay. To Big Jim Dwyer, the man of war, who was often heard to say, I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA.